Well, Jim, having come from behind early on to lead in the second half, a case of a missed opportunity to take points back from Newry on Saturday night.
I suppose I would agree with you there, Oisin. Okay, yeah. I suppose we got off to a slow start, similar to last year in the first game as well, and found ourselves 1-3 to a point down, you know, and I suppose chasing the game at that stage. But in fairness, the fellas dug in very well, and halfway through the second half there, we managed to get our noses in front. It was just disappointing then from our own point of view that we couldn't push on and get something for the game, you know. But I suppose it's all learning curve for a lot of the younger players in particular, Oisin.
You suggested in recent weeks that preparations haven't been right for the county senior players. Was that a factor in maybe that the age wasn't on the players yet?
Well, like, I mean, from the point of view of coaching and management, you know, you want to be getting into games, and you want to be getting into games fairly confident, you know, you've got the work done, and, you know, you're hoping that that performance is there and it's going to be there, you know. And I suppose we were hoping and more than expecting at the weekend, you know, and, you know, that's just the way it is. Like, you know, obviously the pre-season competition doesn't do us any favours, and it doesn't give us traction. If you look at her own, you know, they pulled the players from the colleges. They got a good run in the McKenna Cup. They ended up winning it. They get a good start to the league. So, you know, that'll be my point. Like, and for us, we didn't get that. We didn't get that traction. We didn't get them victories under our belt, and that sort of the unit working together maybe over the course of 5-6 games in the lead into the league. And I suppose, you know, when it's all considered after Saturday night, we just came up a wee bit short, you know, and hopefully we can. At least the good thing about it is, Oisin, is that the league is up and running now, and that game will definitely stand to us last weekend. But obviously, Leash this weekend now, and it's you know, it's a big game for us, and it's a big game for Leash as well. You know, and you'd ideally, even a draw the last night would have made it slightly easier on us. But I suppose it is what it is now.
Mm-hmm. How are we fixed on the injury front, Jim? Because there's a handful of players there that are still struggling at the moment, haven't played at the weekend, and the likes of Martin McElhenney went over on his ankle on Saturday night.
That's right. Owen Wade fractured a bone in his thumb last week, so that'll leave him out probably again. Christy Toy has a problem with his shoulder, tendonitis in his shoulder. Eamon McGee has a problem with his groin. Hopefully he'll be back doing a bit this week. I don't think he'll play this weekend though. And Colm McFadden has a bulging disc in his back, and Michael obviously had the operation on his groin. So and then Martin went over his ankle then after scoring the goal the last night. So it was, you know, it's maybe 6 or 7 there that will be there about for game time that aren't available to us. And I suppose when you've got your two front men missing as well, you know, it's the point of your attack most days last year. So it's just a matter of us riding out the storm at this stage of the game, Oisin, you know, mm-hmm. and hopefully try and get some type of result on Sunday. And then we do have a 3-week break then. And you'd be hoping at that stage that some of the lads will be coming back into the reckoning and finding fitness again, and hopefully developing the strength of the squad again.
Finally, just on the game against Leash and Letterkenny this Sunday, I suppose if you want to keep playing football in Division 1, if you want to stay in the top flight, it's crucial that you take victories in your home matches.
Well, I wouldn't look at it like that, to be honest with you, Oisin. You know, our goals for the league is the same this year as it was last year. And that is, you know, trying to pick up enough points, yes, and also trying to find one or two players that can add a bit of value to the championship squad. And I don't think that'll change for us, you know. And, you know, it'd never be one for sort of pressurising situations anyway. The reality is, you know, it's a game, same as the other 6 that is ahead of us, and we have to try and go and win it or get something from the game. And as long as we can sort of identify players that could add value down the line, I think that would be the most important thing. And I suppose the one big plus to come out of Saturday night was the fact that, yeah, young Martin Riley came in for his debut with the senior team, and he didn't look out of place, and got on a lot of ball and made a good few things happen as well. So, you know, he's one player. If he can continue to develop in the league, he will be a plus for us. And if we can find another to add to the championship squad we had last year, that'll be more than enough out of the league. So that's the way we'll be approaching it.